Chapter 10. Some Detective Work. The following Monday was half term, so there wasn't any school. Tony had a late breakfast and went to Emma's house. The two teenagers sat in Emma's room.
I'm sure there's a connection between my scary letter on Friday and the bomb on Saturday, Emma said. I don't think it's a coincidence.
Maybe, Tony responded. But I can't understand why somebody wants to kill us. Can I see that letter again? Emma took the letter from her desk and gave it to him. Tony looked at it for a few moments.
Wait a minute, he said.
He got up, took a magazine from Emma's desk and felt the paper. Then he did the same with the letter.
I was right, he exclaimed.
What do you mean? Emma asked.
Feel the words on the letter. Then feel this magazine, Tony said.
Emma did.
It's different paper, she said, confused.
Exactly, Tony exclaimed. The words in your letter come from a magazine printed on recycled paper. There aren't many magazines like that. So if we find one with the same paper, maybe we'll discover who wrote the letter. And maybe there's a connection between that person and the man on the roof.
The man? Emma said. In my opinion, it wasn't a man. It was a woman.
Why do you say that? Tony asked.
Look at the glove, Emma answered. It's a woman's glove. It's too small for a man.
She took the glove from her jacket pocket and showed it to Tony.
You're right, he said. Come on, let's go and look at magazines.
Emma followed Tony out of the house, and the two of them cycled to the local shops. They locked their bikes outside the newsagents and went inside. Tony and Emma started touching lots of magazines. The shop assistant looked at them suspiciously.
Can I help you?
He asked.
No, thank you, Emma said. We're just looking.
The shop assistant returned to his work, but he watched them carefully to make sure they weren't trying to steal anything.
I think I've got it,
Emma exclaimed after a few minutes. She showed Tony a magazine with a picture of a gorilla on it.
It's called The Natural World, she said.
Tony felt the paper and nodded excitedly. Then he opened the magazine and read the first page carefully.
Great, he exclaimed after a minute. The central office of the magazine is in town. Let's go there, said Emma.
She paid the shop assistant for the magazine, and the two friends left the shop.